sling it. Very nearly picked off. We had three Gales in that 613 area code looking for glory. But it will fall harmlessly to the turf. Jacob Baldwin, Keegan Vanek, and Ian St. Arnaud all in the vicinity there. Second and 10 for the York Lions from their own 35. They trail 43-5 in a game that has been over for a while. But York, good chance to experiment, get some reps in against a great defense here. Passing situation, Keegan Hall under pressure. Ollie Jackson manages to get a hand on him, but Hall does complete this one for a first down. Kind of a fire drill. Ollie Jackson got a great rush on him, but the York Lions managed to get underneath that ball and fall forward. Ollie Jackson about a hair's breadth away from the fourth sack of the ball game. But York picks up the first down. So first and 10 coming up from the York 52-yard line. Last play of the third quarter. Hall rolling left, throws that pass, and what a great tackle. Number 30 for the Gales, securing a beautiful but very satisfying form tackle to end our third quarter of football action. Gales lead 43-5 and are going to close things out in the fourth quarter here and pick up their fourth win of the season. Thank you to our third quarter sponsor, Queens Alumni Review. Coming up, fourth quarter football action brought to you by the Grad Club.
You're listening to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, fourth quarter football action brought to you by the Grad Club.
That I was right. Western was in action. They beat McMaster 52-22. Laurier also scored 52. And Guelph appears to be up on the Carleton Ravens 21-7. And they've largely been getting that done with a great effort from their defensive secondary. Gales lead 43-5 over the York Lions as we enter quarter four of football action. And is that Keegan Hall or is that Matt Lynn? That is Matt Lynn in at quarterback. And he's going to hand it off up the middle for a first down. So York swapping in. Or is that? That is Keegan Hall. Okay, sorry about that, folks. The numbers are hard to see from this angle. That is 17. Their backup is 11. So you can understand my dysgraphia here. Keegan Hall still in the ball game. First and 10 from the Queens 44. Queens has scored 43. York has 5. Play action pass. Oh my goodness! The juice is loose for the fourth time today. Oliver Jackson, what more can you say about OJ? Sack number 4. He is now getting closer to all-time great territory. His fourth sack of the game. I don't know if Keegan Hall owes him money or what, but he's beating him like a dirty rug. Hall dropping back again. And he's going to sling this one to the turf, but OJ was there in his face once more as York has got to punt this one away. Oliver Jackson with that fourth sack of the ball game is now entering into rarefied air. He is tied with Derek Wigan, Mark Mitchell, and Jim Arue with four single-game sacks. We want to talk about the Hall of Fame game. Those are some Queens Hall of Fame caliber players there. This punt is caught at the five-yard line by Ian St. Arnaud. Good return. Tackled up around the 15. Oliver Jackson, player of the game. I am astonished by what I'm seeing. Four sacks. Alex Bracken, four touchdowns. Queens, 43 points to York's five. It'll be first and 10 for the Gaels, and it is Anthony Leo in the ball game. So Alex Bracken will finish the day with four touchdown passes. Jerick Asari had a rushing touchdown as well. He is still in the ball game here. Leo with a quick hitter, a little high, but Nathan Falcone does haul that in. Picks up about 5 yards or so. Setting up second and five from about the 15. Gales in cruise control. We're going to have to cut all four of Oliver Jackson's quarterback sacks together. Because, wow, what a story. This Queens defense not messing around today. Second and five from the 15. Jerick Asari takes the handoff. He's spinning through contact. And he will be close to first down yardage, but it is going to be third and short. So Queens will punt this away. Which is fine, because I'll be honest with you, I would like to see the defense, I would like to see Oliver Jackson make history here against York. Every time these two teams play, somebody in the tricolor is setting some kind of career best or program best. Matt Driver could possibly concede a safety here. No, they're going to let him kick it. And it's a good one. Going to be caught at the York 35 and tackled up around the 41 of the Lions. As York will take over, and I'm curious, yes, Keegan Hall going to stick this one out to the bitter end, it seems. We'll see if they change tack here with how much this Queens pass rush has been victimizing Keegan Hall, at least for his sake. No Oliver Jackson on the field here. Eli Bennett in his stead. First and 10 from around the 40-yard line. Keegan Hall threw it. Keegan Vanek wanted it. We nearly saw some Keegan on Keegan violence there. And said that will fall harmlessly to the turf. This explosive York passing offense kept firmly in check today. Oliver Jackson's four sacks have also moved him into a tie for fourth place on the single game tackle for loss list. Tied for first, Derek Wigan and friend of mine, Nick Dowd, played my high school football with him in the summer league against him in the high school league here in town. A great LaSalle Black Knight. Second and 10 from the 40-yard line. Keegan Hall under fire again. Nearly picked off again. And, oh, that would have been great. That would have been 20. That would have been Ashton Miller-Melanson, number 24's 15th all-time interception. Instead, it just falls harmlessly to the turf as this York offense has been thoroughly sniffed out by this Queens defense. As these two teams trade two and outs. Anthony Leo will be your quarterback from here on out. Nathan Walker on to punt this one away. Your fourth quarter brought to you, of course, by the Grad Club. our title sponsor for this season. More on that momentarily. Russell Weir catches this kick just over the 35-yard line, and he breaks it down the right-hand side, tackled up just shy of midfield. Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street with a warm, inviting atmosphere and some outstanding food and beverage options. The Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram for more information. Here we go. Gales back on offense. 10 minutes to play here in our fourth quarter. Queens up 43-5. Jared Kasari in the backfield. Preston Martin split out wide on the left-hand side. Russell Weir coming in to assist as a blocker. Good thing. Jared Kasari breaking it left. Picking up speed. The 20, the 15, the 10. He is still somehow going to fight forward. Jared Kasari. His second touchdown of the ball game. What a run from number 29. Rushing touchdown number 22. And that is one heck of a way to end your day for the tricolor. Didn't think he was going to have the gas, but Jared Kasari found that third gear and managed to finish off the touchdown scamper, his second of the ball game. The 22nd of his career gives him sole possession of sixth place on the all-time list for the program. 22 rushing touchdowns for Jared Kasari. One back of the great Hino Lillis. Fifth all-time. We do have a York player down on the turf, so we're going to throw to a quick word from our sponsor, the Grad Club. Gales up big, 49-5. Tyler Mullen on to make it 50 when we come back from the break.
Here are two outstanding recurring events at the Grad Club. The Grad Club Weekly Trivia is every Thursday at 8 p.m. Sponsored by the Society of Graduate and Professional Students, Grad Club Trivia is the perfect blend of challenging, skill-testing questions and irreverent pop culture queries, sure to delight all comers. The first Wednesday of every month is also the Open Stage Drag Night at the Grad Club. Open Stage Drag, the most slay way to spend a Wednesday.
Tyler Mullen does indeed make the extra point, so it's a 50-5 ball game. Jared Kasari moving up the all-time yardage list, moving up the all-time touchdown list, having an outstanding Saturday at Richardson Stadium. York, well, I think they'll be happy when this game is over and they can get back on the air-conditioned bus. Has not been their day. We've seen some flashes from the York Lions, but they are thoroughly outmatched today. And they will fall to 2-3 as Queens will move to 4-2. As looks like they'll have a game against the bouncing back Guelph Griffins, a Guelph team that had been really struggling. Looks like they're going to pick up a win against the Carlton Ravens. Tyler Mullen's kick will be, wow, caught just with a toe in the end zone and returned out. And it's a great job by that returner, but he is tracked down again by Kalawa Odi. So it'll be another 1st and 10. Keegan Hall still in the ball game. York, and this is something Coach Snyder talked about on Thursday, when it comes to tiebreakers, it's about points scored and points against. So the idea is to score as many points as you can, try and get your differential as high as you can. So York maybe trying to play for some playoff point differential positioning. 1st and 10 from the Lions 26. Handoff here to Melchus Alunga. He'll be tripped up and knocked out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. Crashing and careening into one of the ball boys down there. Gets a little attaboy from Evan Knapp Fisher. Gain of about 7 or so, setting up a 2nd and 3. Lucas Durant, number 90 in the ball game. Eli Bennett, the rush end, number 58. And Tristan Burrell, number 97 in the middle. Looks like we won't be getting any more OJ today. Another handoff to Melchus Alunga. Lucas Durant forces him to reverse field, but Melchus Alunga gets a great gain on 2nd and short. York picks up a first down. Largely the same veteran unit, at least in the back half. But we do have, yeah, some new blood up on the defensive line here, and I suspect we won't see Oliver Jackson again today. 1st and 10 coming up from the York 49. Queens leads 50-5. Play action pass. Complete. And then pushed out of bounds by Cohen Hubbard. Good gain on first down there for the Lions. So it'll be 2nd and 2 from the Queen side of the field. Keegan Hall doing everything he can to get this Lion offense on the board here. Play action pass. Cuts. First down. James Gillingham in the general vicinity. Ashton Miller-Melançon was there for support. But another quick hitter for the Lions. 50-5 ball game. If you're just joining us, this will be 1st and 10 for York at the Queen's 40-yard line. As they've got kind of a too high safety look. Actually, no, Ashton Miller-Melançon moving up more in line with the linebackers, but we do get a timeout from the York Lions. So let's throw to one more word from our title sponsor, our friends over at the Grad Club.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe and inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information.
We're back. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC. It's Jesse Bell here in the booth at Richardson Memorial Stadium. It's been all Gales so far today. Queens leads by a gaudy scoreline of 50-5. Gales in control, looking to pick up win number 4, seemingly well on their way to doing exactly that. It is a 1st and 10 for the Lions from the 40-yard line. We are going to get a jet sweep, tackled up in the middle of this Queens scrum. Lucas Durant in on the play there. Setting up a 2nd and middle distance for the Lions. Looks like a 2nd and 6. From about the Queens 36-yard line. Keegan Hall going to hand it off, and this time it's like a triple option pitch, but they just ran the same play, and Queens was not falling for it. Tackled up for a loss. Setting up a 3rd and 6 for the Lions, and they're going to keep their offense on the field, because why not? This game is over. You may as well try and put some points up. Help you out with those differential tiebreakers. So here we go. 3rd and 5 from the Queens 35. Multiple men in motion on the left-hand side. Keegan Hall dropping back to pass. Throwing this one up. Picked off. Ashton Miller. Melançon. Interception number 15 for Queens number 24. Great play there from the mastermind. Not who you want to throw a jump ball against. as Queens snuffs out that promising York drive, tallying their second interception of the ball game. As Ashton Miller Melançon moves into a three-way tie for third place with 15 career interceptions. That one, a high point catch that puts him into a three-way tie with Mike Lambros and Ted Tikshia, passing Matt Burley and Andrew Tuesley, who each had 14. So Miller Melançon, two away from breaking the record, one away from tying it. Of course, the record held by the legendary Daryl Penner and the unforgettable, irreplaceable Jimmy Allen, the Belleville Bullet. Gales, kind of a dream scenario here. They've put up points, and they've limited points. This is going to help their overall point differential. If they end up in a 6-2 tie with the Ottawa Gee-Gees, the Gales might have enough differential to surpass them and take sole possession of third place in the OUA. They can't finish higher than third, but that's a pretty good spot to be in. Hand off to Ethan Dahl on first down. Ethan Dahl, good hard-nosed run off the left guard, picking up a first down for the Gales. So it'll be first and 10 coming up from just shy of the Queens 30-yard line. 50-5 ball game, 5.5 minutes to play here in our fourth and final quarter of football action. Queens in firm control, doing everything they want to do offensively and defensively. We've got three receivers on the right-hand side. Leo is going to throw a quick hitter to Nathan Falcone, and Nathan Falcone makes one man miss. He is running in open space. See ya! Touchdown number three today for Nathan Falcone. Taking advantage of an aggressive York front, he puts up his second three-touchdown game of 2025. Wow! The Gales, 56. The Lions, 5, as I'm frequently having to update my record sheet. The 19th touchdown in Nathan Falcone's career gives him sole possession of fourth place, moving past Chuck Cleme and Craig Spear. He is now one back of Scott Bissessier, two back of Scott Valberg, and four back of program leading receiver Brad Smith. As he picked up three against Toronto, and he has three against York. A legendary day for the Gales here, as we are seeing record-setting performances left and right. It's going to be difficult to pick who I want for offensive defensive player of the game. I mean, defensive player of the game will likely be Oliver Jackson with four sacks. But who do you choose on offense? Just an unbelievable performance today. The Gales did exactly what they needed to do. They have taken care of business. They have left the Lions grasping at air many times today, whether it be in pass protection or pass defense. As it's a jubilant atmosphere on the Queens sideline. And there's a pair on the sideline enjoying a well-earned break. Ashton Miller, Melson, and Keegan Vanek, each with an interception today. 10 and 15, respectively, for what I think is maybe the greatest 1-2 punch in program history. Tyler Mullen's kick caught in the end zone, but it will be returned out. And it will be a good return, albeit aided by a holding flag. So that's going to move 10 yards back. And if I'm York, I'm just handing the ball off. I'm maybe just kneeling. No reason to, and I think we actually do have Matt Lynn finally officially in the ball game here. Yes, indeed. So Keegan Hall, that's the right call. Get your best offensive player out of harm's way. He's already been hit multiple times today. As the Gales are cruising here. First and 10 from about the 10-yard line of the York Lions. Matt Lynn, your new signal caller. Lucas Durant, Eli Bennett, the ends. Tom Nitschke in as your defensive tackle. Good run there from the York tailback before being tackled up. But that is a great run for first down yardage from number 32, Rex Walker. First and 10 for the Lions from their own 20-yard line. Matt Lynn, much more of a dual-threat quarterback, but he's just going to hand the ball off here to Rex Walker again, tackled up by Jeremy Hiscox. Second and 4 coming up from the 26-yard line of the Lions. Gales in cruise control here. We've got three receivers on the right-hand side for Matt Lynn, two on the left. Rex Walker is still your primary ball carrier. He's going to slip out into the passing lanes. Lynn under pressure. He's going to take off and run, and he's dangerous in this situation. And Lynn will pick up a first down, managing to evade this formidable Queens front. As the veteran leaders of this team are taking a well-earned break on the sideline. We also have Evan Nitschke in for Ian St. Arnaud, Cohen Hubbard in for Jared Seaway. So some of the younger generation that are going to have to step up with the departure of Miller-Melson, Vanek, and Seaway getting some valuable in-game reps. Lynn is in a spread formation again, but this is a quarterback draw. And that's a good one. Oh, no, not again. And Matt Lynn gets wrapped up and takes a shot to the head. And he is unconscious. Did he get up? Oh, my gosh. I thought he was out like a light. He dropped to the turf. I don't really see how that was a penalty. Lynn was kind of tangled up in a pile of Gales. He went down like he was shot. I thought he was unconscious, but he's back up. He's fine. And I don't really see where the head contact was, but it could just be the angle that I have. Either way, that's a big first down for the Lions, who have gotten it done on the ground here. Queens is going to win this ball game. That much is guaranteed. But by how much, and can York put up a touchdown, is the pertinent set of questions here. So it'll be first and 10 from the Queens 34. Lynn is going to pass. That's a good-looking pass, but it's very nearly picked off, but they are going to flag Cohen Hubbard for pass interference, and that's probably fair. I think it was a little bit too much body contact there. So York will get a first down, Nice looking pass from Matt Lynn. Ultimately fell harmlessly to the turf. But yeah, that's a good call by the officials there. Absolutely. Cohen Hubbard, young player, still working out the kinks. Put a little bit too much chest on the intended receiver for the Lions there. Rex Walker, your tailback. Matt Lynn, your quarterback. Lynn with, they love that little shovel pass. James Gillingham unable to secure the tackle. Had him and just lost him, so it will be a short gain for the Lions there. And that has been their primary run play, it seems. A little shovel pass where the running back steps in front of the quarterback, and the quarterback just kind of, Patrick Mahomes does it all the time if you're an NFL aficionado. Just a quick little shovel pass, so picked up six. So it's second and four from the Queens 19, 57-5 ball game here. There you go. Aiden Vint with a solid tackle on the York receiver. Short gain, setting up third and about two. And Queens is going to bring in some beef here. Carter Martin making his way onto the field, along with Jeremy Hiscox. Queens had a third and short defensive stalwart performance last week against Waterloo, setting up that Jared Kasari 105-yard touchdown. It is going to be a pass this time. Lynn incomplete, and that will snuff out York's best scoring opportunity of the day. And Queens is going to run a couple plays, pick up a first down maybe, and end this ball game. Of course, stay tuned. We've got a little promo advertising next week's game between York Gaels and the Guelph Griffins. Guelph trying to get back in the win column here today against the Carlton Ravens. First and 10 for the Gaels from their own 11-yard line. Chase Baldwin in the backfield here. Baldwin takes the handoff. Baldwin's getting loose. Good gain. First career carry for number 35, Jace Baldwin. Will pick up a first down for the Gaels. So good play there from the younger brother of Jacob Baldwin. That's Jace, number 35. His first career carry. Goes for first down distance, and he is still your tailback. First and 10 for the Gaels. Another carry for Jace Baldwin. This one not quite as lucrative. Gain of about three on the right-hand side, setting up second and 7. And, of course, folks, we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming in time for the 6 o'clock hour. Queens well on their way to victory number 4. Second and long. Hand off to Jace Baldwin again. Jace Baldwin has got some blockers, has got some space, but he will be tackled up, albeit after collecting his second first down of the drive. So first and 10 for the Gaels from their own 39. They are letting that clock run. And I think they are just going to kneel this one out. They are very clearly in victory formation, as Queens prevails 57-5. As they are just kneeling out as a formality. This game has been over since midway through the second quarter. The Queens has officially closed this one out. And they are going to dance the oil thigh, celebrate with the band, celebrate with the fans, as Queens secures win number 4 in the OUA regular season. An emphatic 52-point victory a pretty typical day at the office for the Gaels when it comes to their games against the York Lions. York, well, they moved to 0-25 all time against the Tricolor. Still waiting on that first win in program history. And this is maybe a bit of a backstep from last year. Last year, we saw a great performance from the Lions, just a better one from the Gaels. This year, I don't think York played their best, and Queens made them pay. The Gaels prevail 57-5. On behalf of everyone here at CFRC 101.9 FM, this is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best.
Your Queens Gaels are on the road on October 4th to take on the Guelph Griffins. A win for the Gaels punches their ticket to the OUA playoffs. A loss for the Griffins could spell the end of a once promising season. Will it be the surging Gaels or the struggling Griffins? Anything can happen on game day, so you don't want to miss out. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca at 12:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 o'clock kickoff. Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gaels!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Quaymo!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present Sweat, a new single by local electronic artist Kakao that represents an evolution in his sound. Heavy, hard-hitting electronic dance music, looking toward the future of space and sound expressed in a high-energy, funk-tastic journey. The new song takes listeners to the forefront of the top tier of Kingston music. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Sweat by Kakao on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Don't forget I'm the captain. Smoke at your mama's, I do what I wanna. It's in my nature like flora and fauna. Stay with the floral on Laura and Shauna. Buzzing on flights, the trees on my sight. I need somebody like Isaac Gonzalez. That buddy and darling with butt in a sauna. I never stop, like ignoring a comma. Flooring for commas, passing bell bottoms. I hit the bank in a beat code, like a step at the free throw. Burn the way I punish your ego. Stay hot for a week though. Cut it dry, couldn't get any higher. I'm on the flowers, got the guy really fighting. Slipping dimensions and breathing the pain. Inhaling with life when I'm flying.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present Endless Summer, the second single from the Petras, capturing the fun, carefree vibes of summer in a bouncy pop rock tune. Released on the last official day of summer, the song captures the feeling that summer is a state of mind, not a date on the calendar. This release also marks the first single off the Petras' upcoming full-length album. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Endless Summer by the Petras right now on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah. me more.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from local jazz musician Oscar Evans' latest work, Live at Hotel Wolf Island. The album is a live recording from a quartet performance featuring Jonathan Stewart on saxophone, Nick Kornelik on piano, Andy Love on drums, and Oscar Evans on upright bass. Recorded in front of a live audience in March 2025, the album is a stellar example of Oscar's musicianship as a band leader and upright bassist. Follow Oscar on Instagram at Oscar Mayfield Evans for upcoming releases and exciting performance announcements. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Live at Wolf Island by Oscar Evans on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called I Mean You with us now here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a selection from Hylia's new EP, The Piano Sessions, which was recorded with just one microphone and a grand piano. Local artist Hylia reimagines a collection of covers in her own unique style in this new release, and unlike her earlier recordings, the new release is stripped down and raw, capturing the intimacy and authenticity of her live solo performances. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Piano Sessions by Hylia on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Gold Dust Woman right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.